Ender Brady from Sky News, good afternoon to you, mate. Sir Paul Cartney, he wants something back, something that's quite precious to him, something that's quite expensive.
Well, Ben, all you need is love. Hey Jude, Let It Be. I could go on. Some of the greatest songs ever written by Lennon and McCartney in the 60s. They were bought in the 80s by Mr. Michael Jackson. They passed to his estate and they've then been sold back to Sony Records. Sony ATV own them right now. Sir Paul McCartney believes that they are due to be handed back to him in 2018. His lawyers say that they've made numerous attempts to get confirmation of this from Sony to no avail. He has now filed a lawsuit in a New York district court. And let's see how this plays out. But everyone talking about it today.
The back catalogue of the Beatles. How much are we talking, Ender? What did Michael Jackson buy it for? What did Sony buy it for?
Well, the figure when he died and all of his Sony shares, Sony ATV shares, and the Beatles bundle, $750 million is what it went back to Sony for. So Sir Paul McCartney believes that those songs should be his next year. That's as much as we know. We don't know what the final settlement figure will be, but there is a precedent. Duran Duran took on Sony last year to get ownership of their own songs, and Duran Duran lost.
There we go. We might have to take the hat around. Ender, thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow.